You're listening to New Technia. NVIDIA's AI-powered game characters are finally shipping, and they cost a gigabyte of memory. NVIDIA's generative AI game characters, powered by its ACE technology, began shipping in real games in 2025, but their first real-world test in InZOI revealed a hidden cost, roughly 1 gigabyte of graphics memory just to run a small language model, with a gameplay difference independent reviewers described as easy to miss. For years, generative AI in games meant flashy conference demos that never made it into a shipping product. That changed in 2025, when NVIDIA's AI-driven non-player characters, or NPCs, started appearing in real, purchasable games, and the technology's first real-world test came with a catch nobody had advertised on stage. Memory. The 30-second summary. What happened? NVIDIA ACE, a suite of generative AI tools for game characters, moved from tech demos into shipping titles, starting with the life simulator InZOI and the mobile shooter Naraka, Bladepoint mobile PC version in March 2025, with more studios following through 2026. Why does it matter? It is one of the first large-scale tests of whether generative AI can make game characters feel meaningfully different, react in ways a writer never scripted, rather than just louder marketing for the same old NPC behavior. What is the catch? Running the AI locally costs real graphics memory, the model only covers nearby characters, and independent hands-on coverage found the actual in-game difference easy to miss. 1 gigabyte of VRAM. The graphics memory in ZOI's on-device NVIDIA ACE model reserves just to run its small AI language model, on top of everything else the game already needs. Why does this matter? Game NPCs have traditionally run on scripted rules and decision trees, fixed dialogue, predictable reactions, the same lines every playthrough. NVIDIA ACE instead runs a small AI language model to generate a character's dialogue and behavior on the fly, in principle letting an NPC respond to something its designers never explicitly wrote. NVIDIA and partner studios frame this as a step toward game worlds that react to players individually rather than following one fixed script, a promise the industry has made before without much to show for it. What does this actually look like in a shipped game? Krafton's life simulator InZOI became the first commercial game to use ACE, launching an optional smart ZOI setting in March 2025. Turning it on lets background characters generate their own goals, react to nearby events, and display short thought bubble explanations for their choices, all through an on-device small language model rather than a cloud service. PC Gamer's technical breakdown of the feature found the model is a 500 million parameter Mistral Nemo Minitron system, small enough to run locally but still using about 1 gigabyte of video memory on top of the game itself. The outlet also noted the effect only applies to NPCs within visible range, does not produce major changes to a character's life, and that smaller models generally hallucinate, meaning they can generate responses that don't match reality, more often than larger ones. The same month, NetEase added an ACE-powered AI teammate to Naraka, Bladepoint mobile PC version, able to fight alongside players, hand off items, and suggest which skills to unlock. NVIDIA says several more titles, including Black Vultures, Prey of Greed and Fate Trigger, planned or added ACE features through 2025 and 2026. Before we overstate the result, independent hands-on coverage of InZOI's Smart ZOI feature described the improvement as easy to miss, closer to a modest upgrade of familiar NPC behavior than a transformation of it. The small language models used for on-device performance are more prone to inconsistent or nonsensical output than larger cloud-based models. Running the AI locally has a real hardware cost, meaning wider adoption could push GPU makers to increase the memory included on mainstream graphics cards. As of mid-2026, ACE-powered characters remain confined to a handful of titles rather than becoming a standard feature across the industry. What happens next? NVIDIA is not the only company chasing this. InWorld, i.i. offers a similar runtime that plugs into different underlying models rather than one vendor's stack, and in-house AI character systems are reportedly in development at several other major studios. Reviewers who have tried ACE in early access games have suggested the technology could matter more in large open-world role-playing games, where hundreds of NPCs with genuinely reactive dialogue would be a bigger leap than in a life simulator that already leans on scripted daily routines. Whether generative AI ends up defining how game characters behave, or simply adds a costly new line item to a graphics card's memory budget, will depend on whether players notice a meaningful difference once the novelty wears off. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.